This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome, Dr. Don Wu and Harlow Wu.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Now, hang on. Can I hear you both? Good. We are chatting to two gents from the Melbourne Dog Clinic. Can you please tell me what is the Melbourne Dog Clinic?
Melbourne Dog Clinic is a place, it's a full GP service where people come with their dogs and anyone can come along, and it's set up and designed in a way to be a fear-free clinic. We're the only one in Victoria.
What does fear-free clinic mean?
So our clinic was built from the ground up to be pleasant as possible for dogs. So The colour schemes, the sounds, the treat stations, the classical music playing in the background, the colour schemes, everything is to help dogs feel calm. And people often say they feel calm as okay. well.
And do people say to you, do you hate cats?
Well, I've had one person, but no, not really. We've had people like, oh, why don't you see cats as well? But no, not really, you know. I have cats down in Tasmania, my brother's farm, so.
So why did you think of a dog clinic, a dog-only clinic, I guess?
Because we have many dogs. Two of them are rescues. The idea for the Fear 3 dog clinic came across because one of our dogs, Gia, she was a young puppy when she came to us, and she had lots of behavioural issues, very aggressive, very quickly. She was not in a good home. She brought with her so many gifts about teaching us how to learn more about dogs and their behavior, that this is kind of where this idea came from, like creating an environment that was very special for dogs.
So the troubled child won the parent's heart.
The troubled child. Yeah, she's years later, she's an absolute angel. She really is. She still has some issues, but that's kind of where that whole notion kind of came from, learning about her and her issues and guess what dogs really do need deep down to feel comfortable and safe. And that means they get, when they come to us, they get better results because they're more stress-free, so we can do things much better for them.
Now I'm going to out the two of you. This is a queer-owned business, and you're both queer, and you're in a couple just to and you have this same last name with different spellings, which is just freaky. How do you negotiate the home versus business stuff?
To be honest, at the start, and even I think till today, very often we don't even find a moment to separate work and daily life. But I think I've picked a little helpful trick that I've picked up through the years is, I select a milestone on the drive home. So for me, it's the 7-Eleven petrol station on the way home, and I pick that as a point. And then once I drive past that point, I just make a note to, you know, before that service station, I go, okay, you know, I start thinking about work. And then after that, I go, no, it's home time. So nothing after that.
I thought that was going to be the point you stop the car, open the door and kick Don out and drive away.
No. I've thought about that a few times.
Cool. Now, Melbourne Dog Clinic's been going for 1 year, almost 1 year. You've got your anniversary on the 8th of November. What's happening?
We have a massive, massive, big community dog fair. It's morphed into it's taken a whole life all on its own. And we have 35 vendors coming in.
Wow.
We have Lenny's Pup Shop, which is a
Victoria's only mobile dog cafe, actually.
Yeah. So all they sell would be dogs and treats for dogs, nothing for humans.
Oh, wow.
You got a lion dance happening.
Oh, with the Chinese dragon type thing. Wow.
Okay. A big kids activity, a puppy treasure hunt for the kids, lots of stuff.
The lion dance was very much for, it was for me. A year ago when we started the clinic, that was one of my personal goals to, you know, it's such a big dream come true moment for me.
Okay.
For me to have it lion dance, it was very, you know, a big celebration. But just to open Melbourne Dog Clinic, it was such a monumental effort trying to mobilize things, getting it off the ground, getting all the staff in a row and operating procedures. And it just didn't have time to, I didn't feel right having the lion dance as a celebration. Mm-hmm. But then now with this 1 year anniversary, I thought, actually, I'm going to do it now. So
cool.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Being a queer-owned business that specializes in dogs, I can sort of guess, but maybe you can tell me who is your most common customer.
We have this running joke that we should rename ourselves the Melbourne Lesbian Doggo. The best owners, like dog pet parents on the planet, though. They're so amazing. But yeah, like so many lesbian couples, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Oh. But we have a very great client base already. I mean, I think people come to us because of the whole dog-only aspect. But people come to us because they innately are such massive dog lovers. And that's just so rewarding. And so it's just so makes it, it's not even a job. I think it's just second nature for me. Yeah. I turn up to work and these are just people and pets and patients that I'm just a joy to deal with. So
awesome. Back to the personal stuff. You, Dr. Don Wu and Harlow Wu both have the same last name with different spellings. You are engaged now.
We are engaged
recently
now.
Engaged, yes.
And congratulations. And the big question is, when you get married, are you both going to become woo-woos?
I am definitely becoming woo-woo. Like my should I say that my car number plate says woo-woo? But yeah, I'm definitely becoming a woo-woo. Yeah, I think it's hilarious. Like,
yeah, I think the woo-woo kids. Sounds awesome.
Well, we call our kids the woo-woo kids. The dogs are the woo-woo kids.
Yeah. How many dogs do you have?
Five.
Oh, wow.
Through the years, it's been
collected two rescues and three corgis.
Yeah.
Ah, and what are the two rescues? I guess they're sort of everything and nothing. What breed are they?
The first rescue, that's the Cavoodle that Harlow mentioned earlier. And the second one, a rescue organization reached out to us because they know that we love corgis and they sort of thought that she might have been a corgi, but it turns out she's not a corgi. Oh,
she's
like a Jack Russell Chihuahua looking thing. So, but she won our hearts in 2 seconds, and so we couldn't let her go back.
Cool. Yeah. Where is the Melbourne Dog Clinic going in the future? How is it going to develop and grow? And
yeah, it's I think my 5 to 10 year plan would be to open up potentially another a branch in Victoria somewhere, or potentially even interstate. That's just sometimes so far away it seems that it's not even achievable. But yeah, to someday open like another branch in a different state would be amazing.
We've just had a message from a listener. You don't have to answer this in any detail right now. From Grant, who has said, what can be done to stop a little dog barking loudly at every little thing? Now, I don't know if that's Grant's dog or the next door neighbour's dog, but yeah, and I'm sure it's a complicated answer, but maybe you can comment.
I think sometimes there's a I think it ultimately boils down to why they're barking. Very often it could be for attention. There could be legitimate reasons, like, you know, the house is on fire. But sometimes if it's just kind of like barking continuously and nonstop, I think good tricks would be to redirect that behavior over to a more desired behavior. And then when they do that, that's when you start rewarding them for doing the alternative.
Our dog barks a little bit, and we are really bad dog trainers. And my husband did this thing where he'd go, oh, I'll call the dog and give him a treat. So our dog just like barks one bark and then runs to my husband and sits there and opens his mouth waiting for the treat. So
he's training you.
Yeah, that really hasn't worked. But we find...
Did he stop barking though?
He tends to bark at dogs he can hear outside. So we just tend to put on soft music when it happens, and then he's totally...
Yeah.
Not aware of it and all fine. So
we have music playing in our home when we leave them alone.
Anyway, Harlow and Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Melbourne Dog Clinic. Yeah, of course. And melbournedogclinic.com.au is the place if people want to find out more.
Oh, that's a good.
Another message from a nameless person. Such a great idea for a dog-only clinic. My dog hates going to the vet. I'm not sure how to take that, but yeah.
Just quickly, we get a lot of dogs that hate going to the vet and a lot of anxious dogs because we're a fear-free clinic. But we tend to find after they've been like the second or third time, the owners are like, my dog drags me into the, we call into the car park and they're so excited to be here.
That's
because of the way we do things and the way we treat them and handle them. Yeah.
Our dog loves the vet except the woman that does the clipping, the hair clip. So when he sees her, the dog runs back between my legs. It's like, oh my God, it's her.
Agrimmer is amazing.
Cool. Yes. Alrighty. Thanks very much, gents.
Thanks, Andy.
Come and see us again.
Take care.
You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.